Blog Talk Radio.
Get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily. Go get 'em is show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Getemism Show. All up in your area, Throwback Thursday, Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, and we are talking about whether or not they include them in your future. Whether or not they include them in their future. That's how you know that a couple or yourself is planning to be with somebody. When you start including somebody in your future plans. When somebody is constantly talking about what they're going to do, what they want, More than likely, they're either preparing to be with somebody else, known or unknown. Some people are just planning to be by themselves, even though they're with somebody. Everybody's not afraid to be alone. Some people out here just want a lot of variables, a lot of variations and things like that. I'm sorry. I thought I heard a thump over here. I'm like, what's going on? But everything seems to be okay.
So yeah, and not everybody expresses that they are disgruntled or disheartened or unhappy or disenchanted in a relationship. Some people just be like, well, as soon as something better comes along, I'm going to give them these bribes and thongs, and I'm going to leave mine all alone because I can't really stand it, but I don't own that type of crap to be easy. Do a whole lot of cheating, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm leaving as soon as I get my shot, and I'm leaving this spot. And I don't care if we got kids. I don't care if we got house. I don't care if we got cars. I don't care if we got kids. I don't care if we go to Uber and Lyft. I don't care if we got a bunch of money. Well, money is disjoint. And you know, speaking of money, if you, one indication that you plan to have somebody in your life is when you're talking about building a financial base or some type of financial plan with them. If somebody is not willing to help you in any of your business endeavors, or should I say, if you're not willing to help someone else in their business endeavors, probably because your business and their business ain't none of their business. That's all your business. You're talking about gathering assets, but you're not looking for a way for y'all to do that together. When somebody tells you, hey, babe, you know, like, yo, let's do this thing together. We can make it if we try. Yeah. It's a little harder to not plan a future with somebody that you are getting money with, because y'all going to be together in some kind of way, you know, whether romantically or whatever. Look, many couples are together, but they don't kiss. I think it's weird, but hey, they tell me that my expectations of romantifications are a little lofty. But yeah, some people are legally linked or so-called romantically linked without any romance. So if you can fathom that a couple can be together but they're not having sex with each other for whatever reason, it shouldn't be all that hard to understand that you may have couples who are together who don't plan to be together. Some of you might have friends and family members who have expressed to you that they are just waiting for the opportunity to break out. It's almost like being in slavery. Like as soon as Master Tom go on vacation, when the overseer Tom go on vacation, I'm gonna get up out of here. I'm leaving me and all of my babies. We gonna leave. We gonna run. We going up north. It's not that hard to understand. It's just like when you have a job. You might hate your job, but you come in there and you do your work. You're productive. You give it all that you have to give. I'm not going to say that you give it all you got, because if you were in a more comfortable situation, you would probably really, really, really give them, you know, all of what you have to offer. But you're giving them enough. You're definitely giving them what they're paying for and probably a little bit more. But there are plenty of people who go to work every day and are putting out resumes on Indeed.com every day also. I know because I've been there. I've done it. Been working for a place, at the convention center for almost 2 years. I was planning to get on up out of there easily. I was like, I got to go. I mean, it was shady. I mean, I'm just keeping it a puck. They were shady. It was, you know, I can't be in a situation where it almost seemed like they were always, okay. At that job, it seemed like because of the pandemic and all of that kind of stuff, we really couldn't operate because they, know, they couldn't operate at any capacity to get shows in there. So, you know, they had to lay people off. So it was always, we was all, you know, nervous, like, yo, they're about to cut us. So I'm not going to sit around, stand around, you know, waiting for somebody to fire me. But what had happened was, they let me know that I was part of their future. When we were developing budget plans, it was like, well, what are the things that you are going to need in order to operate? What's your 5-year plan? And I'm like, who's going to be here in 5 years? I mean, honestly, I'm looking at, who's going to be here in 5 years? Are y'all telling me that y'all see me here in 5 years? Not at this pay rate, y'all ain't. Because of the pandemic, we had already, I never got a raise. So 2 years, I never got a raise. I wasn't going out like that. But other people, anyway, the bottom line is I was at a job looking for another job. So if you can understand what that's about, it shouldn't be hard for you to understand how somebody can be romantically linked with somebody, whether your girlfriend or boyfriend, engaged or fully married. But you don't see yourself being there with them as far as the future is concerned. You may already be seeing somebody, or you may be looking to see somebody later on. So your future is more includes either more than one person, or it doesn't include the person that you're supposed to be including. Supposed to. So yeah, just waiting for them to give you the green light. Like I swear, if I hear that breathing machine go on tonight, out of here. Separation, legal or illegal. I can't stand it. If any of y'all ever been with a... Listen, you know, cats talk all that shit. Women talk all that shit about being plus size and all of that. Like, all of this is all of this. They don't tell you what them nights be like. It ain't sweet like that. Shout out to all the BBWs, but y'all gonna stop this fronting. You know what I mean? Breathing machines, the crazy snoring, and nah, this is more than just being able to shake your ass on Facebook Reels. But listen, bottom line is, yeah, that's a real world thing. Your man might be talking about how much he loves you at your weight, but he got his eyes on somebody a little bit thinner, a little bit healthier, somebody who he thinks he might have a future with. Just keeping it a buck. He might not think that you're going to be around in the future. Maybe you've been practicing death. For example, you're 450 pounds. You smoke, drink, and make Facebook Reel videos. You know, he might think, like, there ain't too many people 80, 90 years old who weigh 450 pounds. It's a fact. It's an actual fact. So they might be thinking, like, well, I don't want to leave nobody or kick nobody while they're down. So while they're still up, I'm making my way up out of here. But when you include somebody in your future, the likelihood that you want to be with them is real. The likelihood that you want to, that you expect to be with them, that you are including them, is real. It's a real thing. At least the intentions are there, which can add a lot more integrity to a situation than if you like, well, I'm about to buy me a new car. I'm about to buy me a new house. Like, you buying a house with somebody you get. Okay. So let me get this straight. You got a house and you're with somebody that you've been with all of this time, but you're not moving them into your house. You buy the house. It's not my business to determine how you should handle your business, but your business, your moves in your business are saying that you are not including that person in your future. You probably didn't have them pick out the house. You probably didn't get any input about furniture and all that kind of stuff. Well, before, they ain't moving in anyway. You're moving. It is what it is. But a house is a major purchase. So you left one house that they don't live in to be in another house that they're not living in. Yeah, you are not including them in your future. Now, if they miss that point, or you could be in an arrangement where that's okay. Maybe somebody is comfortable with that arrangement. Maybe the two of you or neither one of you are including each other in your future plans. Maybe. T. Carry, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Carol Chain, Berlin, my friend, mi favorita. Always great to have my eyes on you. See ya. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. And Tanya Respis. Yeah, you're marking with a T. I'm here, and I'm glad this is where you want to be. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling tonight? I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. I'm feeling like a real man. But yeah, man, I mean, real shit. This is real trap, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you include somebody in your future, then that lets you, that's a good indication, or maybe even the best indication of where your affection for them lies. I mean, shit. This ain't all that hard. Like I said, some of you may have friends and family members who have let you know that they are on the outs with somebody that they are in with. The person that they may be with may not be any the wiser. They are none the wiser of what's going on, but they don't know that that double is already a single. It just hasn't had the declaration yet. It's on its way. You about to get those X papers or get that X phone call or get that X surprise. That X surprise is when somebody is so trifling that they don't even mind letting you catch them with somebody else or letting you know that they're with somebody else. They don't even care. You know, it's like, well, I mean, they was bound to find out anyway. Total disrespect. Total disrespect. 100% disregard. But it happens. It absolutely happens. Because they have not included somebody in their future. Narciso says, taking phone conversations in a different room or outside is a hint. Naris, first of all, that's just when somebody is planning a surprise party. Come on, man. That's all that is. Totally innocent. Totally. They just don't want to, you know, they don't want their love or their spouse to know. They're planning this surprise party for them, and you know, yeah, that's all. That's all that's about. You know. But transparency is one thing. Including somebody or excluding somebody from your future plans is a whole other kettle of fish. A whole different vibe. it's a whole new meaning of what unification is, or being together means. Can't say that you are 100% with somebody when you have excluded them 100% in all of your business dealings and all of your future earnings or future dealings or future situations. Like, they ain't there. Okay, so you look at all of our pictures from 2000 up until now. Nah, that's going by too far, because it's already a future. If y'all been together that long, you're talking about 22 years. Okay, so let's say 2015. Look, this is me and you here. This is me and you there. This is me and you. Me and you. Now, you look at the years that haven't come up yet. So this is me and you, 2015, 2016, 2017, 18, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. Now, look at 2023, less pictures. 2024, no pictures. 2025, no pictures. No pictures. 2026, yeah, you ain't in none of them photos, because you ain't in none of them situations. I don't know if somebody else is in those pictures, but it ain't you. You are absent from those pictures because they didn't want you to be there. Now, don't get me wrong, because people can put up a really good front. I've seen situations where, because you can say that, all right, if somebody has never introduced you to their family or whatever, then they're definitely not going to be with you. I'm like, okay, but I've known people who have introduced people to all of their family, and they still, I've seen people. Okay, let me put it this way. I've seen people who got their family involved in all of their little messy stuff. All of their little messy stuff. So their whole family was trained. This is the first one, and this is the second one. This is number one, this is number two. And her over there, that's number three. So number three don't come around a lot, but just make sure y'all get the names right. What? Kids and everything. So, you know, you can say that that's a good indication or indicator, but it's not a slam dunk. It's not a slam dunk. What is a slam dunk is when you actively see somebody, including you or including somebody else, in their future plans. Signing contracts. Insurance policies, future plans. Well, yeah, we're scheduled to do this in 2020. I don't know, 7. I got some time off from work in 2028. I already booked this. Alaskan cruise, 30-day cruise. So let all your vacation time accrue. We gonna be on an Alaskan cruise for a whole month. Dress warm. 2028. All right. So if nothing else, we gonna be together for the next 5.5 years. It looks like, or we gonna get back together somewhere in that time. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Mizzle Show. Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. And we are talking about whether or not you include them in your future. Some people are together with their current loves or spouses, and they have no intentions of being with their loves or spouses. Not tomorrow. Narcissus says, nah, man, when you know how things are, when you know things are on the outs and spitting is imminent. Oh, splitting is imminent. Let's get this together. I can do this. splitting is imminent. He also says, wow, I didn't think of family participation. So you're saying you have seen it? Yeah, I've seen it. The same way that, you know, we all know about somebody's baby mom that was seeing other dudes who trained, and she trained all of the kids to make sure that they got all of their boyfriends or Mr. Him and Uncle This. They made sure that they said them names right. And they also made sure that they trained them not to bring those names up around certain people. Oh, yeah, Mr. Tony was over here. You know how the mom give him that look? Just before they dad or whoever could say, who is Mr. Tony? And the child realized he slipped up. And like, he or she realized he slipped up or she slipped up. And he's like, oh, I got to go outside. Oh, I got to go dookie. Mama handle whoever Mr. Tony was. Hopefully Mr. Tony wasn't somebody that this man knows or a name that he's heard before. Tony done bought me some ice cream. Mr. Tony bought me a cheese pretzel. Mr. Tony took us to the carnival. Mr. Tony took us to the Please Touch Me. Mr. Tony be going with us. He be spending the night. Mr. Tony be giving us right. TK Wright says, if he or she doesn't introduce you to her parents, then they're not serious about you long term. Just enjoy the ride. Mm-hmm. TK Wright says, Norris, family participation isn't always good. So, yeah. Whether or not you decide or whether or not you include them in your future, are you saying that they're going to be there? Now, T. Carey Wright says, just enjoy the ride. And, you know, speaking of enjoying the ride, sometimes you have to ask yourself, are you enjoying the ride? You know how some people are in situations where it doesn't seem like they are able to just enjoy the ride, or they're not enjoying the ride at all, but they are riding. But as just like anything in the world, there are levels. There are levels to how much that or how that ride is going to go. There are levels to this thing. Serious levels. So what's the deal? Like, you know, are you preparing to be an ex or are you preparing to create an ex? The outcome is pretty much the same, but one determines whether you are in the driver's seat or are you a willing passenger. Love can be a confusing thing. Not wanting to be alone can be a confusing thing. There are a whole lot of situations that we put ourselves in when it comes to love and affection that may be uncomfortable. And sometimes we may not ask ourselves the question about the comfortability. But do you calculate, contemplate whether you and somebody else are a good fit? Some people know that they're not a good fit in a situation, and that's why they are basically, just like I was talking about, being at a job and putting in other applications. I'm looking for a better deal. This deal right here is okay, but it's not okay at the same time. At the same goddamn time. You know, like, hey, baby, where's your guts? You want to make love or what? Oh, we. You know, being together is one thing. Staying together is a whole different thing. There's certain things you have to do to get together, and there's certain things that you have to do in order to stay together. you can say that getting together is a lot easier than staying together, because getting together takes physical attraction and desire and sometimes lust and things like that. I'm not saying that getting together is always easy. There can definitely be static in that regard. But staying together, when you talk about staying together with somebody, you're talking about a whole different animal. You're talking about time. You're talking about patience. You're talking about calculation. You're talking about mitigating yourself. You know, putting your selfishness to the side for a second while still holding on to enough selfishness to recognize that you want this person for yourself. So are you including them in your future? Is we going to be together? Now, when you're in a younger relationship, one of the ways that you kind of solidify your future with somebody might be with building families, having children. You know, how many of y'all know people who got married but didn't want to have kids? And they were young. They were of childbearing ages. Now, I've known some. Maybe you've known some. I think it's an odd situation. Maybe both of them were focusing on their career and they wanted to get their money straight before they decided to settle down and have children. I mean, it could be legit. It could be like, well, I don't want us to have to pay exorbitant amounts for daycare, and plus I don't want to put our children in the care of strangers. So what we want to do, or what we're going to do, is we're both going to work for, let's say, 5 years, maybe 5 to 7 years, stack our cash to the point where one person can go to work and supply enough income for somebody to be able to stay home with the children, stay home and raise the children until the children are of school age. So that way we can make sure that our children are never abused or are never molested or sexually assaulted or hurt or underdeveloped in any type of way. It can be as innocent as that. Other than that, it's like, you mean to tell me that here we are, 25 and 28 years old, and we're going to get married, but we don't even want to have no children with each other? Well, maybe one day we'll want children, but right now we agree that we would never want to bring children into this world. Although it always raises my eyebrows when I hear people say that. Because for some reason, it sounds like such a cop-out to me. Like, do you have another world that children can be born into? I want to know where these outer worlds are that people speak about that they could birth children into and it'd be all right. Like, yo, that Earth shit, that shit whack, man. That shit is like Reggie Weed. Nah, we'll mess with Earth. We got this other world out here. Mm-hmm. Tozin. What was Tozin? Tozin. You got to say it right. It's Tosin. Tosin. And that's another world. They got clean water. You can drink the water right out of the ocean. Like, you got a freshwater ocean? Yup. Like, we don't need salt water for the ocean that we got in Tosin. In Tosin, you can leave your car doors open and your windows and your house doors unlocked. Nobody's never going to steal from you. We have no murders. There's no murder rate over in Tosin. So you can have your kids here on Earth if you want. But for me and mine, Tosin. Yeah, I'm making a mockery of it, but that's what I always think of when I hear somebody say, I wouldn't want to bring kids into this world. Let's just say that the person that you're with, you don't think that they would be a good mother or a good father, or that you don't think that you would be a good mom or a good dad. Just say that you're selfish and you want to keep all your money and to yourself, and you want to be able to come and go as you please without having to take care of nobody. Just say you don't like that type of responsibility as an adult. Just say it. Everybody already sees it. Nara said, I can't imagine having the roller coaster look when you're going down that first drop. Shout out to roller coasters. But yeah, man. Whether or not you include them in your future, make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show. Whether or not you include them in your future. Is we going to be together? I think so. I want you to. You know. And let me clear up something that I said earlier. When I said, when you build a financial base with somebody, I'm not talking about just giving somebody some money or marrying somebody for money. Like, I'm going to milk this person for as long as I can. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about when you are planning on building a financial, like, for example, starting a business with somebody. Me and you, 50-50. 50-50 can be played out in a variety of ways. Like, I can buy all the supplies and material, you do the work. This is your skill. But I'll supply all of the overhead. And you can just concentrate on your craft. And we both reap the benefits, 50-50, down the line. Or, listen, we both are good at this. So we can start this. You know what I mean? You put the peanut butter on the bread, I put the jelly on. We can let the kids actually put smash the two pieces of bread together. Teamwork makes the dream work. Everybody gets involved. Everybody get a check around here. But yeah, when you start doing things that are contractual with a person, yeah, you are including them in your future, because things that are contractual, you can't just back out. You can't just, I quit you your way out of it. I quit you. I don't want to be with you no more. I don't love you no more. Yeah, all right, that's all good. This here says that before you can make a clean break, you got to get my name up off of there. And until you do, I'm still going to be collecting it. So you're either going to be comfortable with me getting this money, or you're going to have to find a way to fully make a clean break. You're going to have to do some work. It's easy as hell to sign a contract, but it's hard as hell to get out of one. Legally binding, baby. A contract is like trouble. Easy to get into, hard as hell to get out of. Mm-hmm. But if you draw up contracts or build some type of wealth-sustaining institutions or businesses or entities with someone for the future. Wealth-sustaining, wealth-building? Yeah, I think that you have included them in your future. Now, here's the thing. Just... We gotta give it to y'all raw. We gotta give it to y'all straight. I can't play around with y'all or mince words. Just because you include somebody in your future doesn't mean that you've included them in your future exclusively. It doesn't mean that you're going to be a good boy or a good girl. Doesn't mean that you're not going to cheat. Doesn't mean that you're not going to deceive. Doesn't mean that you're not going to lie. Doesn't mean that you're not going to steal. Doesn't mean that you're not going to be a bad person. Sometimes it means exactly that. For some people, they want you to be part of their nasty, disgusting-ass future. I know. I wish I could have just left it right there and kept it sweet. But it ain't always like that. Sometimes it's dirty. Sometimes it's nasty. This is the shit that the I love yous don't always cover. The dirty part. And this ain't even out the mud. We ain't getting this out of the mud because, you know, mud is actually easy to clean. It's that infection part. The dirt of infection. Now, that's nasty. Like a curry stain, baby. I would much rather have a mud stain than a curry stain. A curry stain ain't coming out. It's hard as hell. It's hard as hell. Matter of fact. How do you remove curry stains?
According to Ariel India, just mix 1 tablespoon of liquid dishwashing detergent with 1 tablespoon of white vinegar and around 0.5 liter of cold water. Then apply the solution to the stain with a clean cloth. Use a sponge to soak up the excess liquid, if there is any. Repeat the process until the stain disappears.
Just mix 1 tablespoon of liquid dishwashing detergent with 1 tablespoon of white vinegar and around 0.5 liter of cold water. Then apply the solution to the stain with a clean cloth. Yeah, they say that. That shit don't even work coming out of your hands. You know what I mean? You get curry stain up under your nails going, you're going to be walking around with that jaundice for like 3 days. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? But yeah, whether or not you include them in your future, you might be including them in your dirty, nasty, stinking, infection-infested future. Your little mold fungus. Your little mold, infection, mold, and fungus infested future. T. Gary Wright said, curry stain lasts forever. I don't know what they talking about. I don't think Google ever had a curry stain. That shit be embedded, man. You know what I mean? Listen, if you wear white and you get a curry stain on it, paint the whole thing curry. Go ahead and soak. Take you a bowl, pour a bunch of curry powder in there. Just you know what I mean. Dye the whole thing curry. Curry shirt. What color is that, curry? Ooh, that'll never fade. That shit is probably bleach proof. That's what we gonna do, y'all. The official Daily Go Get-emism of tie-dye is curry. Curry tie-dye. The official color of the Daily Go Get-emism show is curry. We're going to take away all this blue. No more of that. Curry. More like the color of this battery. Curry. We gonna be here. I'm gonna be here. Up and over. I'm gonna be there. Narcel says, getting married going to the justice of the peace is a whole lot cheaper than filing divorce. Cheaper to keep her is a scare tactic, but can easily be overcome. I mean, can be easily overcome by beating them to the punch. TK, right? So that's why, I want my next relationship to last as long as a curry stain. That's right. But wait a minute, because curry stains ain't always good. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. Pain seemed to last longer than pleasure. So just be careful there. Just be careful there, Ms. Wright. Be careful. Any relation to Jaguar, right? How about left or right? Any relation to left or right? How about the Wright brothers? Any relation to the Wright brothers? Yes, left. Okay. All right. I thought I saw a resemblance. All right. Yeah, man. All right. Let's get ready, get ready, get ready. We getting ready. We getting ready. Bottom line is, a good thing to look for in a person is whether they include you in their future plans. So if you like each other, you love each other, you enjoy each other's company, that's a great thing. If you want to keep that going on, I don't think that it's unreasonable to ask somebody, am I included in your future plans? And if so, how? What do you want for us? It doesn't always have to be conventional. It might not be marriage. It doesn't have to be. Do you see me there? Like, look, this is what we middle age. So let's say we have 30 years in front of us. What's it looking like for us in the 25th year out of that 30? Are we there? Is it a we or is it a you and a me? If you and your partner can't even have that conversation, then you've already had that conversation. All conversations ain't verbal. Okay. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. August 18th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Tasha Bryant, turning 51 years old today, and also Olma Saravia, turning 45 years old today, and Stella Greer, happy birthday to you, and Keisha Brown, turning 28 years old today, and Eric Michael Gregory, go get a Eric Michael Gregory, turning 50 years old today, and Jess Enriquez, I guess it's really his, Enriquez, turning 35 years old today, and Omar McIntyre, that's right, O-M-A-R McIntyre, turning 42 years old today. That's my Jamaican cuz. What up, cuz? And also Annette Jones, turning 63 years old today. And Latanya Somerville, turning 50 years old today. And Lavarnia Chef Mitchell, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl, go getter, Angel Angela Poole. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. August 18th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it to the dance, the rock out, rock on it to the damn, rock out, rock on it to the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, yo, PJ. Whether or not they include you in their future. I mean, we see each other, we get together, we stay together, but will we be together? How long will we be together? Well, you don't have to mess up today by asking way too, well, being overly concerned about tomorrow, thinking that you're just waiting for the next shoe to drop. But I think it's fair to ask, what does the future hold for the both of us? Am I there? Do you want me? Do you love me? Do you want me? Are you going to call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? Do, do, do. But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. Experience taught me one thing. Told me to hold on to your love. Yeah, throwback Thursday. Sometimes I just can't help thinking living without you, baby. See, sometimes I just can't help crying about you, baby. I'm not worried about a doggone thing. I take anything you bring. Although my love is sunshine, we still accept the rain. All right. So, is we a is or is we a ain't? And will we be a will or will we be a won't? Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitation, I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Business show. So I'm going to try to have a great night. Not good. Great. Y'all do the damn thing. Hang out and get paid. Enjoy yourself all in the same way. All right. So, Blog Talk, we're going to get you up out of here, baby.
The Rock Killer, say peace.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, man. Well, then we're going to do this, man, since they want to be lunching. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do.